preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio Network.
And welcome back, you lucky devil, you, to America's number one pet talk program. Today, our special guest, you.
Woohoo!
1-866-405-8405. We'll talk to Joy Turner a little later on if you want to talk to your pet. Time to get hooked up for that. Also, if you have any questions whatsoever, it's all about you today. Hi, who's this?
This is Ruth Waters.
Hi, Ruth. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Today's my birthday.
Well, happy birthday,
happy birthday
to you.
I'm 82.
Wow.
Really?
Would never have guessed.
82, and where are you calling from?
Reading, Pennsylvania.
Listening on WEEU, I imagine.
Right.
Very good. What can we do for you today?
I have a 4-year-old cat that I got at the Humane Society. I've had her 2 years, and she must be allergic to something. Her little mouth is all swollen.
Ooh, when did you get this cat from the Humane Society?
Oh, I've had her 2 years.
Two years.
And this just cropped up within the last month or so, and I took her to the vet. In fact, I've been back 3 times, and they want to do blood work on her, but it's terribly expensive. And I'm wondering if there's anything else I can do for her.
Well, you know, when they say they want blood work, I usually say you should go ahead and do that.
$300.
I completely understand. I can sympathize with you 100%. Let me ask you this question. Is there any obvious changes that occurred about the time that you started to notice the allergy in being maybe a new dish, a plastic dish, a paper dish?
Well, I did change her dish. She had a metal one, and someone told me to change that. I've just done this recently, within the last week or so. I also changed her food because her food had dye in it, you know, different colors, blue, red, green, and so I went to a plain chicken soup for the cat I'm giving her now, and she loves it, and she's eating that. It's just that her mouth is so swollen. She has a little outbreak of a fungus, I guess, under her chin.
What does it look like? Can you describe it?
Black.
Well, okay, now.
It's acne.
Yeah, that sounds like acne. When you say it's black, is it crusty?
Yes.
The veterinarian didn't notice?
Yes, he noticed it, and he gave me a spray that I'm supposed to put in her ear, but it's like spraying ice water in it, so I put it on a Q-tip and clean her ear
now,
out.
You said you've changed your bowls from metal. What type of bowl are you using now?
A porcelain.
Porcelain, okay, well, that's good.
It takes a little while. It takes a few weeks for everything to, once you've changed the bowls, for something to happen, for it to change, for it to get back to normal. It's fighting off a little yuck-yuck, and I believe that is the medical term for
she
that.
She must be having difficulty eating because her food's always all over the floor. So evidently she can't pick it up. It's her bottom lip that's so badly swollen.
Why don't you just wait a couple of days to see if changing from the bowl to a ceramic bowl changes, if it gets better, and if the acne goes away. If your doctor recommended some kind of topical treatment for the acne, you should be using it. And then if it's still a major problem, then possibly the workup with the blood, unfortunately, would be the next step.
I hate to put her through
but
that.
You know what? Chances are it will go away. Acne, feline acne, is very common.
Is it?
It is very common.
Yes.
And what we've done in the past is we've taken a flea comb and we've cleaned off the black, cruddy stuff and just kept it clean. We've actually put hydrogen peroxide.
I was using that, and then I thought I'd better go back to using the spray that he gave me, which is, I guess, an antibiotic. Or maybe it's a steroid.
You know what else works, interestingly enough, is Stridex. And we've used these Stridex pads, and it goes away after a while.
How do you spell that?
Stridex, it's a Stridex. It's available in your supermarket. It's a human acne treatment, but it cleans up the area once you've cleaned. You've got to clean out the black, crusty stuff, and using a flea comb is the best way to do that. And hopefully this will all clear up within a week or so.
I was using my fingernail to try to get it off, but a comb would work better. I'll try that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's tough to get all of those little things, and you don't want to really. How does your cat react when you try to clean its
chin? Oh, she bites me tooth and nail.
So you got to.
I have a hard time with her, but she has. After I settle her down, she will let me clean her ear out because she keeps shaking her head. And they thought that was ear mites, but all this happened all of a sudden.
How old is she?
Well, she must be about four. She was 1.5 to 2 when I got her, and I've had her 2 years, so she must be around four.
Well, thank you for getting her from the Humane Society. We appreciate
that. Oh, you're welcome.
Ruth, thanks so much for listening to Animal Radio.
Oh, I love it. In fact, she gets me up in the morning at 7 o'clock so I can hear it.
Good for her. Smart cat. I'll tell you that right now.
Yes, all the cats out there, if you're listening, do the same.
Let's see. I wanted to check in with Tracy Hotchner, who is, I don't know where she is. Tales from the Road with Tracy Hotchner. Tracy. Hi, Tracy.
Hey there, Hal. How are you? I'm surrounded by dogs in the Hamptons. These dogs are different than other dogs because they all have second homes.
Really?
So that, yes, of course, they all have second homes. There's one human here without a dog. I should explain. I'm at Yappy Hour.
What is Yappy Hour?
Well, Yappy Hour is something we're all learning about. It's been going on for a year at this elegant, delightful store full of beautiful equipment and very high-end, good-for-your-dog foods and bathing sort of things. And it's a place for the women and or men to have a glass of wine and the dogs to have a treat and people to socialize.
And this goes on every weekend?
Every Saturday from 4 to 6. If you're in the neighborhood, please do stop by. I know you live in Utah, but, there are airplanes, right?
Well, you know, I'm always in the Hamptons, so.
You're always in the Hamptons, exactly. So these dogs all look chic beyond belief. Don't let that puppy go right. Don't let her do that. Sorry, I'm just being very bossy. There's the most beautiful 11-year-old Doberman with 3 legs because 3 years ago she had cancer, which she has survived and does great with. But we have some of the most adorable, small, fluffy, mostly white puppies who, of course, don't know that a Doberman is bigger than them and maybe, not thrilled to have them come over right in her face. The three-legged one lives in Southampton, New York. She doesn't have a second home. That's her main home because she's lucky enough she doesn't even have to live in the city. But we have, to those of you who love dogs, we have a Havanese puppy, which is a really rare breed, too cute, just amazing, like a white, fluffy kind of cloudburst, a gorgeous little white, tiny poodle. Also, let's see, how old is the poodle? 9 months old, just learning the ropes. And a Shih Tzu, a little brown and white Shih Tzu, whose head is right up the hiney of the Havanese and doesn't seem to mind. And then we have, is that a great a mountain dog? It is a Bernese mountain dog who belongs to the owner. And then there's a Rhodesian Ridgeback. Oh, I beg your pardon. The dog actually owns the store. That's been clarified for
me. Now, do all these dogs get along?
The amazing thing is they get along, which I don't know if that's indicative of the Hamptons. I guess there's not as much of a pecking order as there is in the human part of the Hamptons. They all seem to, not have an attitude.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun there.
It's a lot of fun. We've got a terrier coming in now, right out of Nick and Nora Charles. I tell you, you guys have got to come to the Hamptons, 4 to 6. Any Saturday, just come along and bring your dogs, or don't. You can just live vicariously.
I'll tell you what, we're gonna post all the information on the animalradio.com website so that if you're in the Hamptons and you want to go to Yappy Hour, you can do so. Tracy, I got to tell you, it sounds busy in there, but I want to tell everybody that you're on Animal Radio now, on Animal Radio Network, twice a week, your brand new show, Dog Talk, the radio show. Which is, I believe it's on its second episode now, is that correct?
It is. We're on show number 2.
And are you getting a good response?
Well, so far people are loving it, but of course, it's a big learning curve. Everyone's trying to figure out how do you download from the internet, how do you listen on the internet, but I think Animal Radio has taught them how to do that, right?
Well, absolutely, and if you want to check out Tracy's show twice a week, you can check out the schedule at animalradio.com and find out what time all the Animal Radio Network shows are airing.
Tracy, I'm proud to be part of the family, Hal.
We're so proud to have you part of the family.
Thank you so much. Well, Tales from the Road. Everybody pick up your copy of the Dog Bible and learn a little more. And I'll talk to you soon.
Oh, looks like you caught me peeking in your bathroom closet. Hi, I'm Bee Humane, star of Bee Humane Goes Shopping. Perhaps you've heard of me. You've got a lot of stuff that was tested on animals. Shampoo, cleaner, mascara. Did you know that some of these companies still test their products on animals? Throw this stuff out. You see, you have a choice when buying your household and cosmetic products. You can make a difference for animals by only buying cruelty-free products. What? How do you know these products are cruelty-free? Request a free compassionate shopping guide from AAVS. To know which companies are cruelty-free, just call 1-800-SAY-AAVS or visit www.aavs.org and look for my movie, Be Humane, Go Shopping. Don't forget, 1-800-SAY-AAVS or visit www.aavs.org.
Hi, Hal Abrams with Animal Radio, and I want to tell you about a very powerful novel. Animal Instinct is a page-turning book on crusading for the animals that you and I can relate to. You'll read about Eleanor Green as she quits her job and joins the animal rights movement. Eleanor believes that animals are her true calling, and she endures the daily batterings from her tyrant boss to gain some kindness for the animals. Not only will you be shocked and amazed at the unexpected outcome, you'll be moved by her plight along the way. Animal Instinct is available at bookstores everywhere and at Animal Instinct Novel.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio Network.
Details about the Animal Radio Angel on today's show. Also, the summer giveaway kicks off.
How exciting.
It was so fun last year, and this year promises to be even better.
Ooh.
We are just, we're compiling all the prizes right now.
It's a secret.
We kind of off to a late start.
Yes.
Yeah, we can't tell you yet. Animal Radio is brought to you by BioSpot, premium flea and tick control products for dogs, cats, and cats. One application keeps pets free of fleas and ticks for up to 4 weeks. BioSpot, it's available at your local pet store or visit www.biospot.com. 1-866-405-8405. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Angie Handley.
Hi, Angie. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Rock Island, Illinois.
Rock Island, Illinois. Northern part of Illinois?
No, central, right along the Mississippi River.
Very good. You must be listening on the internet.
Yes, I am.
Glad we have that there. What can we do for you today?
I have a question. I have a dachshund that is a year and a half old. At 8 months, she was sprayed, and I don't think it took. And I'm trying to find out why and what I can do about it, and also if what I'm seeing is the fact, I don't know what's involved when they do it. When they do the surgery.
Uh-huh.
But she's had a lot of problems initially after the surgery, and now a couple times a year, or I've seen it two times now since the surgery, where she's actually has a very smelly discharge.
Is it like a menses?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And, of course, that's very annoying, and I'd like to know what I need to do, and should I go back to the same vet?
Yeah.
It's kind of scary if he didn't do his job.
Yeah. Well, he may have done his job, and it may not be intentional, but there is absolutely 100% many stories of spays that don't fully take or get reversed.
Okay. Or were just partially done. They didn't complete everything and remove everything.
And
it may not be that your doctor intentionally tried to do this. In fact, I probably think that he had the best intentions in mind.
Okay.
If it was me personally, I probably would go to a different veterinarian, explain the same situation. But I think you're right on track. I think you're right on target as far as what's happened.
Yeah, if you see it a couple times a year, a dog usually goes into heat about 2 to 3 times a year, usually every 6 months or so. So if that's what you're seeing on a regular basis, it sounds like she is going through her cycle and everything wasn't removed and she should be taken back in and have it all done.
I have it done again.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what you want to do. You want to make sure that she's spayed and everything's removed.
Right. Well, and you know what? I don't like to hold her that much when she's going through this, and that's not a good feeling because she is a lap dog and she loves the attention and she doesn't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
She sounds like a cutie, though.
Oh, she is. She is. She's the love of our life, and we've got a big boxer to go along with her, Mutt and Jeff.
Oh, wow. Well, I'll tell you what. You go back to the vet. We're going to send your... What's your dachshund's name?
Gigi.
Gigi, we're going to send Gigi some dachshund stuff, okay?
Oh, great.
We'll go through the prize closet and dig out some toys and stuff.
Okay, well, that's really fantastic.
And let us know, when you go to the vet, let us know what the consensus was there.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Hold on 1 second, Angie. Thanks for listening to Animal Radio. Hi, Animal Radio.
Hey, it's Kevin Fitzgerald. How are you?
Doc, how
hey.
You doing?
How are you guys?
You never know who's going to be calling when you pick up the phones here.
That's right.
This is awesome. Dr. Kevin Fitzgerald, of course, from Emergency Vets on Animal Planet, and just a legend in my mind for sure. How are you doing?
Well, I'm good.
Hey, listen, we just had a caller. Maybe you can help us with this. They had a dachshund that was spayed, or they thought it was spayed, but it kept going into heat. And as far as I know, that happens or can happen. Is that correct?
Well, it can happen. You can, inadvertently leave a piece of ovary, leave an ovarian remnant that will hypertrophy and it will compensatorily start to cycle again. And so what you need to do is with hormone levels, see if the animal is cycling. So, just pull a progesterone. There should not be any. And then also you can sometimes pick it up on ultrasound.
Oh, really?
But ultimately, if that's the case, you just go in and do an exploratory and remove the ovarian remnant.
Now, here's the question. Do you go back to the same doctor that you went to the first time for the spay?
Well, I think so. I mean, I think, we're all people, and I think people, if they do make mistakes, like to, make things right. And so I think that, I think that the veterinarians as a group are honest people and would like to make things right.
Very good.
I'd like to say that I haven't made mistakes over the years, but, we're all people.
We're all human. That's right.
And people sometimes think that doctors are like God and that they have absolute control. Especially in the court system, you see malpractice left and right.
No, we're rapidly becoming a nation, of people, I think, that want to blame somebody else all the time.
And, yeah.
With a lot of these conditions, a lot of these animals, they get old or they get conditions that it's not the owner's fault, certainly. It's not the people that, give them care, their caretaker's fault. But it's not the veterinarian's fault either for answering the door and just trying to help them. And so I think, nobody wants to be accountable anymore for anything.
No, that's for sure.
Taking on these animals, it's a commitment. It's a commitment for, sometimes 15 to 20 years. And so I think that these guys depend on us for good judgment and good care. And so I think expectations are high on the part of the public about veterinarians, and they should be. They keep our feet to the fire and keep us honest. And we can offer so much more than we could when I got out of school 23 years ago,
We are with Dr. Kevin Fitzgerald, who's called us our friend, who's spent so much time with us on Animal Radio and visiting with us in different cities.
I know, but this is my 17th time with you.
It could be. It could very well be.
No, it is.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You keep track of this.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You have the record here.
The bill's on the
way.
The question is, are we looking for anything on TV, anything? What are you doing? You are also just an active comedian and in the Denver area. And when I say that, I mean a real comedian.
Real stand-up.
Well, that's right. I haven't performed in 5 days now, and audiences have been delighted.
And you were also a roadie for the Rolling Stones and got your start with that. That's another story for another time. But
no, we have some nice things happening. We just finished a 2-hour special that just aired on Animal Planet, Emergency Vets, and then we're starting a 10th season. So everybody's excited about that. So,
has it really been 10 years, or is it?
Yeah, which is amazing to me.
Unbelievable.
I watch the early shows and I go, that's not my neck, that's my dad's neck.
You're awesome.
I'm 54 and I read at a 56-year-old level.
We appreciate you calling in today.
No, I appreciate all you do for animals anytime.
You take care of yourself.
I said enough. Hey, gang, this is the Money Man, Eddie Money. Make sure you spay to your pets and keep the dial right here to Animal Radio. It's the greatest station in the world.
Well, Judy, did you know that out of all the listeners, all of the Animal Radio listeners, most of the Animal Radio listeners hail from Pennsylvania? We have more affiliates in Pennsylvania than any other state, from Pittsburgh to Reading.
They love us in Pennsylvania.
For some reason, and we love you too. Now, here's something that's happening in Pennsylvania, and it comes from no stranger to Animal Radio, Tammy Grimes, founder of Dogs Deserve Better. Hi, Tammy. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Hal and Judy?
Very good. Tell us what you're doing and when it starts and about the contestants and all and the whole deal.
Okay. Well, I don't know if everybody knows or not, but the last 2 years I lived chained to a doghouse for 33 hours to raise awareness for chained dogs. Well, this year we decided to really change it up, try to get the community more involved, and with the precedence of reality TV, we thought, well, why don't we hold some kind of a reality TV style contest?
Sure.
That's what we're doing. We have 14 contestants. They keep going up and down because somebody drops out and somebody else comes back in. So we just sent the program book to the printer and I said, whatever happens now happens.
Okay, but, so what are these contestants, what do they got to do?
They will live chained to dog houses for as long as 2 weeks to win a new car.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So far we have 6 contestants from Pennsylvania, 1 from South Carolina, 1 from Florida, 1 from New York, and 1 from Michigan and Illinois.
No books, no TV, no radio, no smoking, no visitors, except for the press.
They get visitors half an hour a day, but that's it. Pretty much as we're trying to really create the experience of living as a chained dog for these people. So basically, you know, a chained dog is pretty lucky if at supper time somebody comes out and spends a little time with them.
So no lush accommodations or anything in these dog houses?
No, and actually they won't. Most of the dog houses, now we did just get a really big one in, but most of the dog houses, they won't even be able to get in, and I don't think they would want to get in because we're finding old, used dog houses. But they will have an umbrella for shading, and they'll be sleeping pretty much under the stars every night.
Is it a super secret location?
No, it's a park. It's called Mundy's Corner. We're actually having a whole event. We have bands all day.
Okay.
We have our celebrity endorser, who is Adrian Zemed. He used to be Officer Romano on T.J. Hooker, and he was also in Grease, too. So he is going to be there Saturday, July 1st from 12 to 2:30. Cheryl Hill, who's getting pretty a lot bigger in the world of music, and she's a big animal lover. She's going to be there headlining at 8 o'clock. So we have a whole, basically the first 2 days is going to be bands after bands, and we have some awards, and, you know, we have a lot to do for people to come out.
The contestants, tell us a little bit about who they are. Obviously, it takes a different kind of person to get chained up like a dog.
Yeah, I think that we have a wide variety. We were at first hoping to have mostly contestants who actually had a chain dog at home, but that really didn't pan out very well. So we have most of our contestants have dogs, and a lot of them have rescue dogs, and they believe in the cause. And it just seemed like kind of a really interesting thing for them to get involved in. The girl from South Carolina, her name is Michael Hardy. She's very on board with this whole issue. She really wants to raise awareness, and she's already out there getting that press release out everywhere. So, you know, we have kind of across-the-board people. A lot of the local people, I think, are more interested in winning the car than anything else.
Sure.
So we have the spectrum. And we have, it seems to be pretty even with the amount of men and women we have.
Really?
Yeah, we seem to have around 6 of each. Now, I said that we kind of have people dropping out, coming in, and so we may end up uneven, who knows, but so far.
So are they doing this in honor of any dogs?
One guy is playing because of his sister has 2 dogs who live in a pen, so he's playing for those 2 dogs. The rest of them, I will be getting back in touch with them to see if there's a chain dog local to them that we can have them play on behalf of. If not, we're going to try to have people from their states send us a picture of a dog in that state who's still living on a chain that person can play on behalf of.
Well, please keep us posted, Tammy,
yes,
if you will.
I will.
The ever creative, innovative, and lady with a very important message, Tammy Grimes. The website, www.dogsdeservebetter.org.
And you also have a new song and a video posted at your website.
Yes, it's called I Am Unseen. The song was written by Rocky Shepherd, especially for the chain dogs, and one of our area reps, Heidi Paulia, sang it. And then I put together a flash presentation. So we've gotten a lot of positive feedback for it. It's a very moving song. So if people just want to jump on the site and take a look at that song, I think that they would be pretty touched by the message that it sends.
Yes, and you also have to watch the video. The video was very moving. I suggest everybody go to the website.
We'll link to it from animalradio.com if you're driving along right now, and of course, information about everything you've heard on today's show. Tammy,
yeah, they can see all the contestants online, too, so tell them to jump on there and take a look at them. Vote for their favorite contestant.
Beautiful. Tammy, good luck. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
The Animal Minute is brought to you by Doggone It Lawn Repair and Gee Whiz for dogs, natural and organic. Doggone It Lawn Repair heals yellow spots in your lawn, while Gee Whiz prevents urine burns before they start. Available at local pet stores, grocery stores, or lawn and garden stores. To learn more, visit www.earthsbalance.com.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
Cats can be so finicky, but a cat taking a trip on a ship bound from China to England survived only on condensation and cardboard. The little white cat jumped in a box of cooking ware and survived a 26-day journey in a sealed crate. She was found by surprised workers at a crockery supplier who were unloading the boxes and promptly named Chairman Meow. Chairman Meow was fed, vaccinated, and quarantined at a local animal center where she's enjoying being petted and fussed over. She'll soon be ready for a new home with food. Any kind of cat food would be fine. And I thought airline food was bad. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Are people too. Animal Radio.
You work hard to keep your lawn green, so stop chasing your dog around to prevent those yellow spots. Doggone It Lawn Repair heals lawns from dog or cat urine without reseeding or resodding. You can even prevent urine burns before they start with Gee Whiz for dogs. Both Doggone It and Gee Whiz, all natural and organic products, are available at local pet stores, grocery stores, or lawn and garden stores. To have the best lawn on the block, visit www.earthsbalance.com. That's earthsbalance.com.
I'm Margaret Jenkins, and I breed and train dogs for people who are sight impaired. Our owners rely on our dogs, and I rely on BioSpot. These dogs, they help guide their owners through everyday life so they don't have time to scratch because of fleas and ticks. In the 20 years I've been doing this, I have tried a lot of products, and I've found that BioSpot is as effective as what I used to get at my vet, but it's available at my local pet store, and it's guaranteed to work.
BioSpot is simple, providing many breeds of dogs and cats with relief without constant applications.
BioSpot is really effective. One application keeps pets free of fleas and ticks and even mosquitoes for up to 4 weeks, and it kills flea eggs and larvae for up to 4 months.
BioSpot is also a great value. It's about a third the cost of leading veterinarian brands, and it's guaranteed to work with all sizes and breeds of dogs and cats or your money back.
These dogs have to be at their best, so I rely on the best. BioSpot.
Go to BioSpot.com today. It's the choice of professionals.
Well, you've heard us talking about Get Serious, the pet stain, odor, and pheromone extractor for several months now, and how easily it removes carpet stains left from cat vomit. Now I want to talk to you about a problem dog owners face. It's called remarking. If your dog remarks, you might have thought about banishing him from the house, or worse, taking him to the shelter. You use other cleaners, but your dog keeps going back to the same spot. Don't blame your pet because you used a product that didn't get the job done. End the problem with Get Serious. Pheromones, they're something you can't smell. They draw them back to the same spot. Get Serious is the only product that totally extracts the pheromones so your pets won't be attracted back to remark. Get Serious is recommended by rescue groups and veterinarians. And Get Serious keeps pets in homes and out of shelters. You can find Get Serious at PetSmart and in fine pet stores all over. Visit their website at GetSeriousProducts.com. Again, that's GetSeriousProducts.com. I wanted to tell you before we go today, if you have a Yorkie and you're listening in the New York area, where'd that go? Where'd that information go?
I don't know. You've got a mess over there on your desk.
It's Downtown Doghouse Yorkie Playdate coming up on July 13th. They have a bunch of these for all kinds of different breeds of animals. And you can get more information simply by logging on to animalradio.com or to downtowndoghouse.com. Downtowndoghouse.com. Remember, everything you've heard on today's show, of course, you can hear more at animalradio.com. Also, the summer giveaway is back. It is getting bigger and better than ever.
Woohoo! Finally, I've been waiting all year for this.
It's going to be a big bounty this year. All the details at animalradio.com. And next week, besides Litterpalooza, we kick off the Animal Radio Angel. And we'll be helping animals and their guardians all across the country that don't have enough money in certain health situations. You can, of course, learn more at animalradio.com. Everything's at animalradio.com. If you do get a pet this week, remember,
spay or neuter.
And if you get a cat,
don't declaw.
And if you want a certain breed,
go to a breed rescue. There's all animals out there, every type. Don't go to a breeder or just go to your local shelter.
And there's plenty more Animal Radio at animalradio.com. We'll see you next week right here on this fine station for more Animal Radio. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
This is Animal Radio Network.